Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 24, 1818, an advertisement was published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette offering a reward for the apprehension of an enslaved woman named Selina. The headline of the advertisement read, £5 reward will be given to the subscriber for apprehending and lodging, in the cage, a woman slave by name Selina, the property of the late Dr. John Collymore. The advertisement went on to describe Selina as having yellow skin, being middle stature, having large staring eyes, and one who spoke very good English and was well known in the country and the town. The author of the advertisement believed that Selina was being harbored by her husband, Joe Edy, who lived near the castle or in Christchurch, where Selina had family and many connections. And as if to evoke a spirit of fear, the author indicated in the ad that masters of vessels should take caution not to take Selina off of the island. If not, he will see to it that the law is rigidly enforced against all offenders. Strange as it may seem, runaway ads were very commonplace in the 1800s and were a stark reality in Barbados as long as slavery existed. Through these ads, however, we are given a glimpse into the lives of these particular enslaved people through the fragmentary details that emerge, such as their names, physical appearance, talents, personalities, marital and societal status, and other hints about their individuality, as well as more subjective opinions on the enslaved. From this particular runaway ad, it was revealed that Selina was a beautiful, fair-skinned married woman, well-spoken with many connections, and she seemed to be very important to her owner. The purpose of these ads was to provide a description suitable for the identification and recapture of the enslaved. Sometimes, the ads also included scars and injuries, illustrating the abuse suffered by those seeking freedom. The daily life and experiences of the enslaved received little to no coverage in the newspapers, save for one notable exception. Advertisements that offered rewards for the safe return of the self-liberated enslaved. The runaway slave ads were a major source of income for the newspaper publishers, and the ubiquity of these ads in the Barbadian newspapers demonstrates both the economic impact of slavery and the determination among the enslaved to experience a life free from bondage.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.